a Nazi.
This is where Utisha Sky Shabalala teaches you a phrase, a word, a sentence, a proverb, dare I say, in isiZulu. And the nice thing about this is you get to give it a bash today. So if you think you can nail it, second language, please. Don't be coming flexing first language here. Second language, please. then send us a voice note. Tell us who you are first, you know, and send us a voice note giving it a bash.
And the voice note number is 061-792-9495.
Okay, are you guys
Good
ready?
Good morning, Tisha.
Good morning.
Salam Shengu.
Bafundi. So it is Heritage Month. So the theme this entire month will be proudly South African.
Yes.
Okay. For the entire of September.
Sure. Are you ready? September. Dug deep for that.
Yeah. I mean, like.
You know? Okay.
Thinking about October anyway.
Halloween.
Okay. So today, and this is probably one of the most South African things ever. The sentence is, do you want to come for a braai at my house?
Where?
My house.
Yeah. Do you want to come for a braai at my house?
Utisha, question please.
For it.
Can we just make it braai at my place?
My place, my house, same WhatsApp group.
Okay.
I'll deal with that technicality at the end, depending how you nail the Zulu.
So for now, you want to come and braai at my house?
In for it.
In isiZulu.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Are you ready for this?
Yep.
Uyafuna sizoshisa inyama kwami. Easy.
So I knew if she's nyama would be in there.
Yes.
Okay, but okay, the whole sentence?
Uyafuna sizoshisa inyama kwami.
Where does it say at my house?
Kwami. That's kwami. So do the sentence and then I'll explain something to you. Yeah.
Okay, let's go. Can we just get the A student?
Yeah, A student Mila.
Mshengu.
Mfoet.
Uyafuna sizoshisa inyama kwami.
Explain the kwami.
No. You carry on.
I just want to say to everyone
okay,
out there.
Okay, come on.
No, I want you also, second language, just like me, not like Kerry.
I'm
second language, okay?
Uh-huh.
You phone through, you give us your name,
Mfoet.
And then you try it out.
Okay.
So it'll sound like this.
Theta. Ugama lako Darren Maule. Uyafuna sizoshisa inyama kwami.
He recorded it. That's a cheat, Godwa.
You can't do that. Also, you said your name is Darren Moore.
Yeah.
Ikamalami, Darren Moore.
Ikamalami, not Ugamalaku.
So just quickly on the Gwami thing. So Gwami is usually at your house, Darren Moore. So I can't say come Gwami because I stay at home.
Okay.
And so if I'm married or I'm staying at a flat, then it's Gwami. It's my place.
Coming from what? Where's the kwa come from?
No, let's leave the kwa. Kwa doesn't make a difference here. So Gwami would be if you're either married or you have your own place.
Really?
Yes. But then if I had to say, we are funuguza Gwami, that's... So Darren, like you would say Gwami, I wouldn't say Gwami.
Because you have to...
So I would say we are funuguza...
You're the only one who doesn't pay rent here.
Exactly.
Okay, yeah. Here we go. That's
so
it.
I would say we are funuguza sizoshisa inyama ekaya.
Ekaya.
Okay.
I was looking for ekaya.
I know.
There
ekaya.
It is.
Oh, because it's Maposi Gwami.
Okay.
Caucasian. Yeah. Tough.
Well, listen, second or third language isiZulu, if you want to give it a bash, tell us who you are. WhatsApp today's Kuluminati to
061-792-9495.
And it sounds like this.
Uyafuna sizoshisa inyama kwami.
Thank you, teacher. And listen, for weeks and months worth of education and fun in Kuluminati podcast, just visit Darren, Kerry and Sky's blog on ecr.co.za or download it from your preferred podcast platform, East Coast Radio, KZN's number one hit music station.
KZN's number one way to wake up.
Wake up.
Darren, Kerry and Sky, East Coast Radio.